Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. We sure have covered a lot today, from the NBA Finals to the future of Kevin Durant to dog poop in Lamira.
Says Eddie on Twitter, in a span of 30 minutes, tweeting at UI and Horvy, you respond with to the worst segment you've ever done.
Yeah, we had a bad segment.
With one of your best, proving you aren't the Lamira of sports talk radio.
Well, that might be the nicest thing we've ever heard.
I said, you got that right player.
You want to talk about good segments? It's always a good time with our friend Adam McKelvey from Brewers.com, MLB.com. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Mr. Brewer Man, what's up?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, boys. Good morning.
Hey, Adam. All right. Boy, you know, we haven't talked to Adam since the Brewers lost out, I guess, on two unrestricted free agents. Bart, do you want to fire off the first question on that?
Or
then?
Since they sent Keston Hira down. I don't think you and I have talked to him since
then. No. But I think that that draw a lot of heat, I think, last week on the show, especially the signing by the Cubs.
So here's what entitled Bart did yesterday to start the show after the Brewers, they win four in a row and they have a nice sweep against the Pirates and everything's looking good.
And we're happy on the show. I'm coming in. I'm feeling great.
Chuck's as pumped as he ever is. You know, he got the yelly bobble and he's all everything's going great. And I was in a bad mood because I feel like it's kind of what we talked about last week, where the Brewers spend so much energy on making their batters good and their hitters good and the fielders good, but then kind of ignore the pitching stuff. And I feel like the phrase I used was they're being rewarded for bad behavior. Like the Brewers don't go and get these pitchers and they just hope that things will work out. And it looks like Adrian Hauser's working out and it looks like Zach Davies is working out. And I'm going to be shouting, the Brewers could win three World Series in a row, and I'll still be shouting that I want starting pitching. So does that make sense to you where I'm coming from, that by missing out on these guys and by missing out and never having like an ace pitcher and still winning, they're being rewarded for bad behavior?
Well, look, I mean, I think there's always going to be someone out there that you want to sign. And unless the fundamentals of the game change, the Brewers are always going to be a team that has a hard time signing those guys. They try to build this thing about trying to build for sustained success and not putting yourself in a bad financial position that's going to hurt you 2 years from now or 3 years from now or 4 years from now. That's always going to be a factor, I think, for whoever the GM of this team is. So, that's part of why they didn't go sign those guys is it puts them in just a bad position. I know there's skepticism about sports owners and baseball owners and how much money they say they have and how much money they really do have. But I don't know. Mark Attanasio is a competitive guy. And I think if there was, I think he's shown that when there's a deal to be made, and the wherewithal to do it, he's often done it. And in this case, they said from the beginning that there wasn't a wherewithal to get a deal done with one of those guys based on the other signings that they made. And it ended up, that's kind of what ended up not happening in this case. So I don't know. I mean, I think there's always going to be players out there, free agents out there that you want. And there's always going to be the need from the inside to try to develop some of your own players. And that's messy, and it's been really messy with this year with these young guys. But I think they're going to continue to try to develop the guys inside before they go out and sign the guys outside. But I guess that's the way I think about it.
Talking with Adam McKelvey, brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Merola on the web, merolalaw.com. I feel like this was an opportunity, and maybe they didn't want to come here. That's fine, but I feel like this was
That's part of it that we just don't know about, too.
Right, and this is an opportunity, though, where you can add in the season, and you have to pay these guys. If you're going to add in the season the rest of the year now, you're going to pay whatever salary comes over, but you're also going to have to give up prospects to acquire talent like that. So I look at it that way, and then I wonder, you know, does that Nazio, because they've spent money, and I think that I know that this is the most money they've ever spent, and I think that sometimes they want us to hear, that's what they say, and they want us to hear, we're out of money. But I don't think that's the case. I think if there's a move, as Mark has said, to be made, they'll try to make that move. Do you think that, and Stearns wasn't here for a lot of this, but Mark Adonazio has spent on pitching a lot, and it's always backfired on him. Does that still linger with him? Is he just generally afraid to see the Brewers go out and spend top dollar on a pitcher like this?
Well, I think he is more apt now to let the baseball people make those calls is part of it as well. I mean, he's the baseball people have earned trust that, you know, I think he's less likely to step in and make a deal on his own. The baseball people, you know, look, they've told you the baseball people think the pitching is better than you think it is, basically. And that's borne out for parts of this. You know, you talk about Hauser, you talk about Davies coming back, Woodruff taking a step forward. They feel like they have better pitching than they're given credit for. The easy answer is always go sign a guy. The hard answer is develop players that then you have control of for much longer, and the entire picture of your team looks better, and you can fill the holes that you truly have more easily, more readily when you develop your own players. And that's really what they're trying to do. And look, like I said, that gets really messy. Like, developing pitching for all time has been really, really hard. And the best pitchers, I remember, I've told you this before, guys, I think, that Doug Melvin once took us through all around the game, the best pitchers in the game, where they came from. And they are so rarely acquired, you know, like drafted and developed all the way with one team. It's just really hard to do that. Probably happening more, I would guess maybe more now, because teams are investing in their young players early and signing these extensions, but still, it's still really challenging. But if you look at the teams that have really good pitching, they almost always have developed one or two of them on their own. And that's what they're trying to do. So, you know, I think that there's this always going to be this tug of war between kind of the quick fix going out and signing a guy in free agency, and maybe the way that you have to do it to sustain success when you're a smaller payroll team. That tug of war, we've seen it really this season when they're competitive. But, you know, I don't know. They told us from the beginning, we're going to try to develop our own guys, and B, we like our pitching better than you do. And they've stuck with that plan. At least, I guess, I give them a little credit for having a plan and sticking to it and trying to see it through. You know, now they're in a position as we get to July 31 where they could add. And I think I still think they will add, but not at the, you know, $43 million level. Mm-hmm. They'll add something more modest than that, but they'll be able to add something to an area that they think they can improve, you know, improve that area of the team, but not put yourself in a bad position.
And I know Brewer fans get tired of hearing about, well, this the Bostons and the Cubs and you know, the Yankees, they could spend money where Milwaukee can't. But what is Milwaukee, where is their, when you said the wherewithal, how much can they spend and how much can they not spend? Where are they, like, maybe right now? What is their limit? I mean, are they stretched? Can you kind of explain that whole philosophy and where the Brewers are financially? Because we don't know. We don't know where they are for that. We don't see the books. We don't know how good they got it.
No, well, that's the thing. And I mean, I don't see the books either. So I don't know. All I know is they whenever they've gotten past like the 110 area, it gets uncomfortable. And it gets to the point where they feel like they lose the flexibility to make ads via trade or sign a Gio Gonzalez type guy, make an in-season move. And they're way past that now. They're in, you know, and it's the even harder part about baseball is how do you account for, you know, do you account for guys on the DL? Do you account for in-season ads? Do you account for the millions of dollars they're spending right now to finish a complex in the Dominican Republic? That's something nobody cares about today because they want to, you know, beat the Cubs right now. But tomorrow, that's going to be an investment that is going to be part of how you win. The new Maryvale, all that stuff. Do you figure that in? Now, I think they do. I think the Brewers, they're spending that money. So Rick Schlesinger and the people on the business side, they think of that as money that they're spending on baseball. I don't know that if you polled the average fan, they would consider that as part of the payroll. They think of the player, the money that you're spending on major league players. And in that, I mean, it's well north of 120 this year. I think that'll go higher as they continue to, you know, have to call up players. I think they'll make a bullpen ad at least at the trade deadline. So I think the number will creep up there, and you know, they'll continue to spend, and this is all unprecedented spending for the team. But like, are they going to lose money this year? How much money are they really going to lose? I don't have the answers because the books are closed to me too. I just know that the little that they do tell us, it always seems to be that this is the territory where it makes them really uncomfortable in terms of, you know, not running not staying in the black this year makes them nervous, because if you do that too many years in a row, it impacts your ability to field a good team. Yeah. And they don't want to go into that territory.
How long is the leash on Travis Shaw? I mean, he's sitting about 250 right now. He's been up here for about a week again. What's their plans with him? How do they look at that? Are they going to give him an ample amount of time to again here?
Well, and where Zeus, too, for that matter.
Yeah, well, Zeus, well, tell us about both of the guys, I guess.
Yeah, look, I mean, and again, my answer on those guys remains the same, is that it's they've obviously given them a long leash. They obviously know now, in the case of Shaw, that Keston Hira is, you know, can be a very productive big league player. He can play the position defensively. They're in a good spot there in that they know they have a guy behind any infielder that if they, you know, when there's a need, you know, you call him up. But, you know, again, it's this idea of wanting to preserve wanting to preserve the depth so that when you have a need, you have a guy to fill that need, and not jettisoning a player. In the case, in Aguilar's case, it would be just completely letting a player go because you'd lose him. That, you know, now it cuts into your depth a little bit. The thing with Shaw that complicates it is you can option him. So, you know, look, I thought when they made that move that made everybody upset and optioned out Keston Hira and brought Travis Shaw back, that's one move they could have made. It could have been like the Jimmy Nelson move, where his rehab assignment is kind of over and you option him and let him keep hitting down there and keep Keston here in the big leagues. They thought that it was time to bring Travis Shaw back because he's a major league player. The past 2 years, he was very productive from a power point of view for them, and they wanted to bring, you know, they wanted that back. So how long they go with either player, it continues to be this kind of murky thing. And if you're scoring runs and winning as a team, I think you're less likely to pull the trigger on a move like that. When you're scoring and winning, you sort of have the luxury of letting those guys continue to play it out. And that's what they've done right now. But look, I'll just say that the leash is not endless. And the hard part, especially for Jesus Aguilar now, is he's on the wrong side of that timeshare. So how do you get going if you're not playing? And that's the position he finds himself in now. But it's Major League Baseball. It's a big boy game. And that's kind of the thing you have to deal with.
Adam McKelvey, at Adam McKelvey, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. As far as their bullpen, so Josh Hader, we all know he's pretty good. Jeremy Jeffress seems to be really close to where he was last year, and they're comfortable with him. And then Adrian Hauser has had some good appearances. Even Alex Claudio has been better as of late. How do you think that the Brewers feel about what they have in the bullpen come trade deadline? I'm sure, you know, they always look to add there, but how do you think, how comfortable do you think they are with the guys they do have now?
Well, I think Hauser helps him a lot. For earlier, Junior Guerra helped him a lot because he was really good, and he's been more inconsistent and ineffective in some outings, and that's hurt him a little bit. Jeffress getting back is obviously a really big deal because it gives you at least choices with Josh Hader, although he's been sort of that in that closer role, I would say mostly a little hybrid, but more at the back end of games than he was last year. I think they have some choices down there, but I don't think it's as lights out as it was last season. And if you think back to even further back, the really good Brewers teams, well, at least 11. I mean, 2011 was a fantastic bullpen for Ron Renicki. Their best teams have had kind of power bullpens at the very end. So I don't know. We're still a few weeks from this, but I think there's an addition there, and they bring in a veteran. You know, Joaquin Soria was kind of like the all-time example last year, where a veteran guy, he's closed. He's not at the height of his powers anymore, but he was still pretty darn good. And they plugged him in as kind of the third or fourth best reliever in a bullpen. And that was pretty good. And they had like four at the end there, four really, really good guys for Craig Counsell to go to. I don't know that he has four really lights out guys right now. And I think they'll try to identify somebody and bring him in and bolster that area for him again, especially the way he likes to use the bullpen. You know, it's just kind of the philosophy of getting the starter, getting your innings out of the starter, and then go to the pen. You know, you're going to use a lot of innings out of your relievers. They're not going to be available every day. I think it takes four really lights out guys to operate that way over a long period of time if you're going to make a run, you know, into August and September, and they hope October.
Lights out like a guy like Craig Kimbrell, but he's a Cub now.
Yeah, but yes.
You got to get over that, but like look, the Bucks losing
see,
to
though,
Toronto.
I'll never get over the Bucks losing to Toronto.
That is, though, I mean, he's a guy who's been lights out, but I think everybody now is curious, what is he as a Cub?
No, if he would have signed with the Brewers, the fan base here would have said World Series, and now that he signed with the Cub, everyone's like, well, he's no good. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Adam, if anybody knows what I'm saying, Adam knows what I'm saying. Hey, we appreciate it.
Let's see if he's good. Maybe he's good. Maybe all that stuff last year was just a bad stretch, and maybe he's great. I'm as curious as anybody to see sort of, is he still Craig Kimbrell, the one you see when you look at his stats right now, or is he a different guy?
Thanks, Adam.
I don't know. Yeah.
Sorry to kick you off. Boy. This guy a little, jeez, hey. Junkie.
We talked to him once a week. You're just pushing him off the ledge here.
Well, we could talk to him for an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Jesus Aguilar is still on this team. I don't get it, but he answered that. Keston Hira.
I guess we're done.
Brewers made a business decision on him. What are we going to do? All right, Adam. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Adam.
Hey, bye, guys. I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Adam. Chuck?
Oh, I love Adam.
Okay. See ya.
My guy. He understands me sometimes.
I don't know why I got so bad at hanging up on him there. Adam McKelvey joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
As Elton John would say, sorry seems to be the hardest word to say.
Oh, yeah.
Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. Do something for your old man out there. Or do something for yourself, man, and stop off at Roberts Specialty Meats. You might have a cookout this Sunday. Roberts is the perfect place to go to that. Paul Roberts has got lots of options to make Father's Day weekend special for you and your family. Do something for the player in your life. Hand-cut ribeyes, the T-bones, the porterhouse steaks, the bacon-wrapped fillets, the USDA prime beef tenderloins, or a variety of original gourmet burgers. Now, I was there last Friday. I was there, and they were telling me, Player Freeman, you got to believe it, man.
Player Freeman.
The gourmet burgers that you've been talking about, people are coming in and asking about them. The beef brisket burgers, I have people asking me about this at Miller Park. The beef brisket burgers, those half pounders, those are as advertised, man. They're delicious. People have been asking for them at Roberts. He's got them. He's got them in stock.
You ever think you're taking this player thing a little too far?
Well, I mean, player is 2020. Dog is 1993, your expression.
I don't mind if you say player.
I don't care if you mind it or not.
You called yourself Player Freeman.
Yes, because I am the number one player. I'm the inventor of that. T-bones, porterhouse steaks, bacon wrap fillets. Can we just end the show? For a variety of reasons, you should go to Robert's Specialty Meats because they love our brats. We love our brats. They love them too. 30 varieties of original. We don't want to end it during this little read here. The original sausages and brats, the Al Capone Italian sausage, bursting with zesty flavor. Call them today, 262-549-MEAT. Better yet, don't give them. I'm surprised you even got a phone over there, man. Who's got phone lines anymore? But apparently Paul does. 262-549-MEAT.
You don't have to say like every thought that comes to your head.
With what?
This. Just give out the number. Who's got a phone?
Oh, now you're going to educate me on how to talk about Paul Roberts?
I would never.
The success that we all have made them?
I would never. Not the Player Freeman.
All right. Online, Robert Specialty Meats, Waukesha.com. You got some money-saving coupons on there for all your selection of meats. Trust me. No matter how many times I've been interrupted in this commercial, there is no interruption at Robert Specialty Meats from all the hand. And not to mention the Robert's ribs on a stick, 3 or 4 pounds of them, and you'll be good to go. For all your grilling out this weekend, for Father's Day weekend, it's Robert Specialty Meats, Sunset Drive in Waukesha, your hometown butcher.
Well done.
We just butchered that.
No, we didn't. No. You did a great job.
Paul Roberts, father himself, father of the year.
The Raptors butchered a chance to win the NBA Finals. So now it goes back to Oracle Game 6. The Kevin Durant thing, I mean, they're not going to have him the rest of the way. How do we see 6 and 7 playing out if it goes that far? It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. We'll talk NBA Finals next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.